This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to start things out here this evening with a special guest. We don't do guests a whole lot here on Free Talk Live, but I wanted to Damo Freeman to get on the line with us here tonight because there's an update in his case. For longtime listeners of the show, you may know Adamo as the founder or one of the founders of copblock.org, a site that is, well, kind of a shell of its former self these days because you sold the place over the summer, Adamo, and that's probably because you probably had enough. I mean, it's been a long run with copblock, and then at the very end, you ended up getting arrested in Ohio for 26 pounds, allegedly, of cannabis being in the car that you were driving. And so, welcome back to Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. And, I mean, yeah, now at this point, having had my final pretrial conference yesterday, cat's pretty much out of the bag. And so, their 26 pounds is wrong. It was only
really?
20 pounds.
Oh, okay.
But I guess once you're talking 20 to 26, it doesn't really matter as far as which felony you're going to get.
Counts.
They're both F3s.
Right.
But yeah, so as you mentioned, February 9th of last year, I was pulled over in Ohio for what I call the standard fishing expedition of police officers. The Ohio State Trooper claimed I had a burnt out taillight. It seems from, you know, the dash cam video and stuff, it was just dim from February road weather dirt. And upon stopping me and asking me for my ID, when I handed it to him, my Colorado driver's license says he smells marijuana. Just so happened to find 20 pounds in the trunk. And, you know, I sat in jail for almost 50 days, bonded out, been on what's called pretrial services. They call it a service.
Mm-hmm.
And when you fill out the form, when you go there, they even say client's name here as if this was
your
voluntary.
You're the client.
But,
wow.
Yeah, they say client's name, you know. It's like, yeah, thanks.
The hubris.
You know, like, this is involuntary. But, and that consists of basically your typical probation every time I go there, which is normally just before court. You know, I have to give them a urine sample, tell them what I've been up to, and blah, blah, blah. And so I've been dealing with that for about 11 months. And, you know, as you mentioned, in between that, I did decide to step away from copblock. Not, you know, this case probably had little to do with it at all. But, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a factor. But like you mentioned, for me in my life, it was just time to move on.
Yeah.
And that's what I did over the summer is settle that, kind of geared my life to be prepared to handle this case and or be gone, you know, in a cage for after this case. And, you know, I've achieved all that. And this past Thursday, I had my final pretrial conference where the state offered me a plea deal of 36 months in prison, suspended.
Wow. Oh, suspended.
For 6 months in county jail now with my 50 days credited and 3 to 5 years of probation.
And you said
now,
no.
If you wind up getting convicted, what sort of punishment are you looking at?
Great question, because so I have two F3 felonies that face 6 months to 36 months in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in the plea deal. They drop one of those and just basically max me out on one, but then give me probation and try to keep me under the thumb for 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And so if I go to trial, I face both F3s. And so he could give me that times two. He could run them concurrent. There really is, they haven't threatened me like they had in the past for some things. Like if you go to trial, you will get the max. But you also have to remember that until yesterday, I have had legal representation. And so I wasn't really present for many of the closed door conversations for any of them, not many, for any of them.
You said until yesterday, did you fire your attorney?
I did not fire him, but I did make him stand by counsel. I learned this from my New Hampshire experience that when I ran a trial myself, that sometimes having a standby counsel be there because the state's prosecution will do things and that they know you're not going to object to because you don't know.
You don't know the system.
So
right.
My attorneys on board with that. And, you know, my only defense now is the straight honest truth. And my attorney can't present that.
Right. For listeners that aren't familiar, an attorney is basically an officer of the court. And there's certain things, they basically swear an oath to the court system.
Yes.
There's certain things that because of that oath, they are bound to basically not participate in, which is to say, you know, advocate for jury nullification in a lot of states, for instance. They'll get in trouble for that. Here in New Hampshire, it's totally legal for them to do that. And this isn't legal advice. Maybe there are some states where that's totally fine. But in a lot of places, if you bring up jury nullification, you risk getting in pretty hot water with the judge. And most attorneys aren't willing to take that road. Are you going to be trying to convince this jury to find you not guilty despite what the facts appear to be? I mean, again, you don't have to talk in detail about the case.
May not be a good idea to reveal that. Yeah.
Well, I understand that, and I actually made a Facebook Live video, and you know, I'm pretty much saying what I'm going to say in court already.
Okay.
Because so to answer your question is yes, I guess some could argue that way. Am I going to say the words jury nullification? No, the judge basically told me that I couldn't say those words and that I must only do the law. But I mean, I don't have that option, you know, and I don't even understand what that fully means in their land. I know I'm accused of something, and I only know what I know, and that's the truth. I know that I'm a medical marijuana card holder. I know that Ohio in 2016 passed medical marijuana. For some reason, all the details of that laws aren't handed out. Furthermore, everything I had is legally in my realm. If I were in Colorado, would be, you know, legally, I would be allowed to legally possess it.
You're not allowed to possess 20 pounds in Colorado?
Yeah, I have a medical, my medical card is for 24 plants.
Okay.
You know, and so if I'm growing 1 pound plants, any grower would tell you you're actually a pretty poor grower. You know, and so.
So you had plant. Okay, when I heard, you know, whatever number of pounds, I thought it was just like bags of weed.
No, it is. But I'm saying my medical card allows me to grow 24 plants.
He's saying you can harvest, if you're a good grower, you can harvest more than a pound from a plant, is what he's saying.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And most growers can say they can do 2 pounds a plant or at least 1.5, you know? And so if the cops would have came and pulled me over or came into my house in Colorado and saw that much weed, they'd just be like, let me see your card. Okay, have a nice day.
So their argument, the state's argument here is going to, you know, probably be, well, look, Mr. Freeman here, he may be saying to you, jury, that this is legal where he's from, but he wasn't in Colorado when we busted him. He was in Ohio, and it is still illegal here, even if you're a medical patient, to have that much cannabis. And so, therefore, you need to send him up the river.
Yeah, but what about interstate commerce? Were you on an interstate?
I mean, how or when or why I was wherever is irrelevant. I was pulled over, and the stop happens in Ohio. You know what I'm saying? Anything outside of that is irrelevant to this case. But that is fully what I expect the state to say, Ian. Mm-hmm. And my response to that is that, but Ohio is a medical marijuana state when I was pulled over. Medical marijuana state as of 2016. The state lawmakers have dragged their law. And even though that is all fact, I'm not saying that negates me from what I did. What I'm saying is that the state's punishment for me isn't related to a man who has a medical marijuana card. And there's clearly a gray area here, which the judge acknowledged in my final pretrial conference yesterday.
Oh, really? Interesting.
Because I failed my last drug test for THC. And he said, you have to follow these things and do these things. And even though it is a gray area with your med card, and, you know, I'm not sure, you know, how that all pans out essentially, but he said, that's not what you can say during this trial. You have to argue the law at the time, you know, but they're also negating the fact that the medical marijuana legally passed in 2016. And again, to reiterate my point, that those laws have to include whether or not they reciprocate another state's medical card, you know, and that's a question mark. And so that's just a point. And furthermore, I'm not asking the jury not to punish me. I'm saying I've been punished enough. Mm. I've done 50 days in jail. I've basically done a year of probation, tens of thousands of dollars, and a year's worth of my medicine taken.
Time served.
And I'm looking at the medical marijuana website for the state of Ohio, and they say that patients and caregivers are allowed to have a 90-day supply. But then they cite some administrative rule that defines exactly what a 90-day supply is. And it makes it look like no more than 8 ounces of something harvested from a plant.
We're going to continue here in moments. I mean, it's not going to be an easy case, but then again, all you have to do is find one juror to say not guilty to hang it. More coming up here in moments. Hang on if you got time.
And not to mention the shedding. I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Now, and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live dialed. toll-free here to bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We're going to get back to the founder of Cop Block here in a moment. Ademo Freeman is with us and talking about the latest in the criminal case that is arrayed against him. He's ready to go to trial as of his recent pretrial conference, and we'll continue with that here in a moment. But I do want to let you know about the Blink Home Security System. If you have got a piece of property that you want to help protect, the Blink Home Security System is a great way to do it. It's super affordable. You can get three Blink cams for the price of what some of the other guys will charge you for one security camera. And they're wireless. So the install, it just doesn't get easier than Blink Home Security. And I've been involved in installs of security systems before, and they are a pain in the butt. Blink Home Security, again, wireless cameras. You pop the batteries in. You get them set up via your favorite Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a tablet or a smartphone. And then when the Blink cams see motion at the times when you tell them to be looking for it, they'll send you clips, and you can decide how long those clips should be that you receive on your smartphone or tablet device. It's very cool, and it works, and it's affordable. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's BlinkProtect.com/FTL. As we go back to Ademo from CopBlock.org. So, Ademo, you are facing, two felonies? Is that what you said?
Yeah, two F3s that both carry 6 to 36 months in prison.
So up to 6 years in prison is what you were facing. Now, originally, they were throwing more than two felonies at you. Isn't that right?
That's right. They initially charged me with two F3s and an F5. And the F5 was for some vape pen cartridges I had. But for some reason that I still don't know as of today, they dropped that, you know, they threw that charge out, and then, that was an F3, and then the F5 was the trafficking, and they bumped up the trafficking and knocked out one of the F3s, so it was like, it was a wash anyways, so.
So your charges, you know, without giving letters and numbers, basically in layman's terms, you're being charged with possession with intent to distribute.
And trafficking.
Got it. So,
yeah, which in my opinion are like the same thing. Like, I don't understand. Like, possession with intent to what?
Well, it's,
you know,
it's
sell,
legal
right?
Land.
And then trafficking. Yeah. It's like, you know.
That's legal land. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it is what it is. And you, rather than taking their plea deal, which they offered to you, 36 months of prison time suspended, given you sit another several months in jail, in county jail, and then go on probation for, like, what, 3 years, 5 years, somewhere in that range?
Right. And even though, like, some people say, well, maybe that's a decent deal, you should take it, because the big thing is that, you know, once my case is over, I'm a resident of Colorado. I would immediately return there, and I wouldn't even have to worry about drug tests for THC or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I still feel that anything, you know, this system is more about money and keeping under its thumb than really protection.
So the plea deal probation would let you leave Ohio? Because that would surprise me.
No, they actually have no choice because I
he's not a resident of Ohio.
They can't keep you there based on probation?
They can't keep you here. If I was an Ohio resident and I went into probation, I said, yo, I'm going to Colorado now, I might have to have a hearing or I would have to give them a good argument for them to grant that permission, most likely.
Right.
But they could technically say no. It's been explained to me that since I'm not a resident here, they can't keep you from returning home.
I see.
They actually have to make you, you know, like they have to allow you to go.
Huh.
But as we all know, like everything's illegal, or even police contact is a violation of probation, you know, and even though they won't fail me for UA, maybe, you know, in Wisconsin I had a very egregious, in my opinion, probation officer. And, you know, other things, even though I was on a weed charge then, it was like, hey, what's this liquor doing, or this other things, or hey, do you have a job? And it has to be a job she likes, not a job or they like, you know, maybe not a job you want. And so I don't have any interest in that. And furthermore, you know, I feel I've been punished enough. You know, right. I don't feel that there's any need to do anything else, and I don't feel it benefits anybody else. Both the prosecutor and judge have a better use of their time.
And you're going to try to get a jury to agree with you on this. You're going for basically a jury nullification on this, where the jury will vote not guilty despite the facts in the case.
That's right. I'm hoping that the jury will say, you know, enough's enough.
Which you've had good
send this guy home.
In the past, you've had good results with the jury. The Greenfield case many years ago with you and your co-founder of CopBlock, Pete Ayer, going up against a jury in a ridiculous case out of Greenfield, Massachusetts, where you guys were arrested at a prison or the county jail for recording video, and you found there was one person on that jury, the one black guy, who decided to vote not guilty, and he flipped the rest of the entire jury to vote not guilty, and you guys didn't hang that jury. You got found not guilty, which was really the shining, and still is, the shining example, besides the Doug, there's another
Doug
case.
Darrell.
Doug Darrell case in New Hampshire. You and Doug Darrell were the shining examples of jury nullification in the realm of victimless crimes up here in New England in the last decade.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely not, you know, I'm not shy to go into the courtroom. You know, I'm definitely comfortable in there, and I think I'm going to be more comfortable in this case than I was in the Massachusetts case you're referencing, or even my New Hampshire case for wiretapping, which I felt I did really well in, too. It was just in a city that was dead set on hanging me. Yeah. And so, because I ended up winning that one as well through appeal.
Right, but the jury in that case sent you up the river.
Did convict me.
Wiretapping, is where you weren't wiretapping. You were recording a phone call with a state bureaucrat, but yet the government here in New Hampshire, one of the worst parts about New Hampshire is its wiretapping law, and that's something that needs to change. But it, you know, regardless, like you said, you did win that one on appeal.
But I believe that the issue at hand today, medical marijuana, whatever words you want to attach or not attach to it, is an easier issue than trying to explain to a jury that wiretapping isn't a crime.
Yeah, this is timely. I mean, it's definitely timely because most people don't take most people do take the plea. So you're going to be unique in that very, very rarely do they actually end up prosecuting a case like this. And so it's very rare that a jury ever gets a chance to really even weigh in on this subject. And so it will be very interesting. I wish it were happening here so, you know, I could come out there and record it. Do you happen to know if Ohio allows video cameras in courtrooms?
I'm reaching out to media, and I know some of my friends here in Ohio are going to show up, and we're going to do the motions. But, you know, I was in court. It's the first time I actually went into their courtroom the other day. And they do have, like, the state-of-the-art recording things. And so I don't know if they'll pull off the we have a recording and you can get it line. And I don't think they've ever had anybody who's wanted to have this interest. And so
I bet that's right.
We'll see. You know, I can't do it.
Make sure they file those recording motions early. You know, you don't want to do that.
We're hoping to get them done first thing Monday.
Okay. All right. When's the trial date?
So the trial is next Thursday. I believe it starts at 9 a.m., even though, like, you know, we have to be there, and I think jury selection shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And it is booked for 2 days, but I don't think it's going to take that long. The state only has 2 witnesses. I don't have any. And, you know, it should be interesting. And, you know, like you mentioned, you know, not many people take this to trial. There have been more. A woman in Colorado just was found not guilty with 30 pounds. I know it's Colorado. They're already a legal state, and other people have. But for me, this is more of a personal thing. I can't take the plea deal and lock myself into a cage over marijuana,
over a plant.
You know, a lifelong reason for things, something that led me to activism, led me to being a voluntarist. That's, you know,
Daniel, if you want to keep going, stand by. We can bring you back for a little more here on Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And don't forget, you can join Free Talk Live coming up in Acapulco, Mexico at Anarchapulco, where they're making anarchy great again with great speakers, including keynote address from Ron Paul. Also, G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vanon, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan. You can also enjoy live music from multiple bands, including Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. It's all happening at the Princess Resort in Acapulco, Mexico, right there on the beach, February 15th through the 18th. That's when it's happening. There are also some related events that will be happening around the same time frame. You can get your basic tickets for 10% off by using code FTL over at anarchapulco.com. You can also register for some of the other events like the Health and Wellness Retreat and Change Media University with Luke Radowski. Plus, if you are registered for the main event, you'll also be included in Cryptopulco, which is happening on the final day of the February 15th through the 18th time frame. We will look forward to seeing you there because Free Talk Live will be broadcasting broadcasting from the event. It's at anarchapulco.com as we go back to Ademo Freeman. He is currently in Ohio awaiting trial on two felony counts of basically allegedly possessing cannabis with intent to distribute. Your argument in court, as you've said here, is that this was your medical cannabis. You are a medical cannabis card holder from Colorado. That is the state where you reside. And you're going to be trying to persuade a jury in this case to reject the state's charges and to find you not guilty, in which case you, even if that does happen, which would be the optimum outcome here, you still don't get the 50 days back that you've spent behind bars awaiting trial.
Or all of the time stay in Ohio awaiting trial.
Correct.
Right, and actually, you know, saying not guilty is, you know, that's essentially what it says, but really what it says to me is that they're saying enough's enough. They're saying the punishment I faced is, the punishment I have already been given is enough. Now, I really don't even agree I should have been punished at all.
Right.
I'm just saying is if we have this gray area where Ohio is a medical marijuana state, some of these things haven't been written, I do have a card. There is no evidence, nor has there ever been any trafficking or sales distribution by me. You know, this won't, and therefore, this should be the logical conclusion. You know, the state actors involved have better things to do. I've already paid a debt to society. Taxpayers don't need to be burdened anymore. You don't need to send me off to Colorado to put me on their probation where they're not going to care about the reason that I'm on probation. You know, for weed, it's a null and void issue out there.
Yep.
But as I was mentioning before the break, for me, this is more of a personal issue. Weed has been a thing for me, and it's led me to a lot of the things that I've done into my life. And if I can, you know, I have no fallacies about what happens where I'm going. I know the percentages. I know how court cases work out. But, you know, I can hang my head high. I can walk into a jail cell with a clear conscience. And if I've beaten the path down just a little bit more for the next people, then we're one more step closer. And I hope people, you know, if they have any weed charges out there, it's ridiculous. Just take them to trial and this whole thing will crumble.
Yeah, I happen to agree with you. I mean, there are so many people in society who have tried cannabis at some point in their lives. You know, of course, it's true that the state does the best they can to stack these juries with as many state-loving, state-worshipping, obedient, you know, people that are just not thinkers.
Right. And a lot of times criminal charges will wind up removing someone from potentially being on a jury.
Certainly. Yeah, they will.
Right.
But yet having a relationship or having a family member who's a police officer generally doesn't disqualify.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. You go to the front of the list.
Yeah. So it's tough to get through that jury selection.
That is the trick for me. That is the hardest part, is finding the jury. I really hope that there's – but I also think on the flip side of that coin is that out of 12 people, someone had to have had a son, a cousin, an uncle locked up or arrested or ticketed or just that uses marijuana.
That's
and understands that it's not a harm.
The longer the war on drugs goes on, the more of those sort of those tangentially related people that even if they themselves have not been arrested, they know somebody who has, and they know that person's not a criminal. They know that's their loved one, that's their neighbor, and that's their friend. And I think that before you jump in here, I think that one of the key mistakes that Rich Paul made, who was a co-host here on Free Talk Live, who by the way just came back to New Hampshire. I don't know if you heard that. But when he went up against dealing charges, because he actually was selling cannabis here in Keene and was charged with that, and he shot for a jury nullification defense, I think that one of his key mistakes was allowing an attorney to speak for him, because he's such a relatable person. He's got such a good sense of humor. I think he could have done a better job connecting with the jury than if an attorney was doing that. And that's why I'm glad to hear that you're going to be taking this case on yourself with the help of standby counsel, which for listeners that don't know is an attorney who basically sits quietly at your table and you can consult with him or her. But you're the one who's talking to the jury. You're the one asking the witnesses questions. And I feel like I think that would have helped him. And I think he agrees. He's told me since that he agrees with that. So I think you're making the right choice.
And I would agree with you, sure. If anyone out there, because you can say more things than the lawyer can. As you mentioned previously, they're tied to the bar. They've sworn to follow these rules and these procedures, and their livelihood is attached to that. And they'll be run out of town and ran out of business if they would jump outside that peripheral. And so I always try to represent myself, you know, and have in my last, I don't know, six or seven of these.
Yeah, the problem with connecting with the juries is that it's a stacked jury, so they always put the people who are on the opposite side of the political spectrum against you.
I agree. I mean, but like you said, you know, if this was 1997 or even 2007, I probably would have been forced under the prisoner's dilemma to make a plea deal because you couldn't do it. But I think, like Ian mentioned, the war on drugs, or particularly the war on weed, has been going on for so long, and that people have seen, and that even if I get a 55-year-old woman who may not obviously be using cannabis, but maybe her grandson, maybe her actual son, you know, and then she has some sympathy for that. She could see me as that person.
Right, and it was sympathy. Ian had mentioned the Doug Darrell case from New Hampshire. It was, you know,
older guy growing marijuana, vindicated by a jury.
The jury seeing, wait, this is, you know, a regular person. Like, he could be my next-door neighbor. He could be right. My brother, my father, you know, husband, whatever. He was growing not just for personal use, but for religious purposes. He was, a Rastafarian. And he had no prior record, which also allowed the jury to be a little more sympathetic than, oh, this is a guy with a rap sheet as long as his arm, and he gets busted all the time for this.
In Ademo's case, he does have a prior record, but it's all victimless crimes.
Right, but is that necessarily going to wind up making a difference to the jury?
I don't know.
Well, the jury shouldn't even hear about my priors. All my relevant priors that are within the time frame that they can bring up aren't even related to drugs. And my one other time I was arrested for possession of marijuana was in 2000. And so it's another state, and it's too old. And so the judge even talked about that yesterday.
Do you have time for a question from the audience here?
Sure.
All right. We've got Vernon on the line in New Orleans. Vernon, you're on with Ademo Freeman from copblock.org.
So let me get this straight. You've already got about 2 months of earned time in jail, and they're offering you this plea deal with 6 months, which you could probably get out, you know, quicker with good behavior, versus the possibility of spending 6 years in prison based on principles. I just want to understand, because to me, if I were in that situation, that would be a really difficult decision to make, because the case that you have, I don't know, and maybe I'd put my money more on being pardoned or being exonerated later whenever the marijuana laws loosen up, you know, because, as you know,
this is Ohio we're talking about.
Doubtful.
Yeah, and Vernon, I appreciate the question. I understand a lot of how people look at it, but the big kicker is, and what a lot of us, like Ian and myself, who have been through the system know, and maybe you have, so I don't want to make that assumption either, but it's the 3 to 5 years of probation that worries me more than the jail time or anything like that. In fact, I'd rather do 2 years of straight jail than even ever think about 3 to 5 years of probation.
Right, because they can easily violate your probation.
Probation can end up to be 10 years.
Yeah, and the probation system is, it's like set up to fail. You're almost guaranteed that you're going to violate that probation at some point, and then you're right back into the system, right back into a prison cell. Vernon, thanks for the call. There's more coming up here with Ademo Freeman on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and of course, you're invited here to join us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got an email list, by the way. You can get signed up for it over at freetalklive.com. Yeah, it's old school, but I don't know about you. Email is still one of the best ways to reach me. So if you want to get signed up for the Free Talk Live email list, the email sign-up box is right there on the front page toward the top of the website at freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
We've got Adamo Freeman with us from copblock.org, spending a good amount of time with us tonight. And I appreciate you calling in here to update us. You had your final pretrial hearing prior to a criminal trial where you're facing up to 6 years in prison for possessing 20 pounds of cannabis in Ohio early when you were arrested in early 2017. And since then, you've been under some very strict bail conditions, including your analysis tests for cannabis. You have spent about 2 months behind bars in pretrial confinement. And you're going to go for you're not going to take the plea deal. They offered you a plea deal of basically probation with 3 years that are suspended in prison if you violate the probation. And as you were just sharing with our last caller, Adamo, the probation system is not something you want to be a part of. You said you'd rather sit behind bars for some period of time than be on probation for a longer period of time. Tell me about that a little bit more, if you don't mind.
Well, yeah, generally the rule of thumb in my experience for the system is that if they give you, let's say, 5 years of probation, they've probably suspended a 2 to 3 year jail term. You know what I'm saying? It's usually double. They want you under their thumb, their supervision for double the time you've been in jail. And I would much rather sit the less time because, like we mentioned, a system of probation comes with many stipulations, with them being that you have to pay them to be on probation,
sure.
Miss a payment, violate probation. And that's not always the case. It's not guaranteed, but because they want to keep you paying. So like, if you have a good reason, they might not let you, but anytime they can yank you in. Last time I was on probation, they want you to have a job, but maybe you work at a nightclub and they're like, this isn't an appropriate job. You need to go work somewhere else.
Right, because when you're on probation, you can't be within, you know, certain vicinity of alcohol.
In a lot of cases, yeah.
A lot of other things.
You can't even have a roommate, right. Or if you're living with your parents and your dad's got a beer in the fridge, the cops come in, they find that, you get arrested.
Violation. Exactly. And so there's all those things. And then not only can you be – and some people are like, well, if you do one thing, you get violated, go do your time. No. First you get violated, they just hold you for 72 hours and make a decision. Then they can say keep him for 6 months, but it doesn't count towards his probation. So now your probation just got extended 6 months.
Right.
Or they'll say keep you for a year, you know, or take a year off his sentence but extend his probation. You know, lock him up for a year. That'll come off the 36 months, but then extend his probation another year. You know, and so that'll be down to 24 months, but 4 years of probation. You know, it's like, it's just insane. And, you know, that's just of what we know today. What if whatever they make tomorrow, the next day, I don't want nothing to do with it. I want to be out of this system as soon as possible. And that's exactly what I'll tell the judge at sentencing. Like, hey, man, don't give me probation. Just do whatever you got to do that lets me go home sooner or, you know, without you guys on my back. Any more than you are just living in the USSA.
Now, as our caller pointed out, it is tough. I mean, they make, in a lot of cases, the plea deals are very, very attractive. I mean, in Rich Paul's weed dealing case here in Keene, he was literally the day before trial offered a plea deal of no prison time if he would just take the plea deal. And he didn't. He went to trial. He shot for jury nullification. It didn't work out. And he ended up spending a year behind bars. And that's got to be tough to deal with, especially after the fact.
Probation, right?
What's
he had to do several years probation for Rich's case.
He was on probation.
Right, no jail time, but...
Right, but no, he's asking about that no jail time offer.
Correct.
They didn't say how much probation. They just said no jail time.
I don't remember. Yeah, I don't remember if they specified how much probation. But, yeah, he was on probation for some period of years, which they actually terminated because he was going to keep violating the probation.
Right. He told them, I'm going to keep violating your probation because I'm going to keep smoking weed.
Right, right. He told the judge this and basically said, look, go ahead and lock me back up for a few more months. That way I don't have to be on probation. And so they did in that case.
But he still had a fairly lengthy suspended sentence hanging over his head for a period of time.
That's not as bad as probation, though, because in probation, they can go and search your house basically anytime they want to. When they say jump, you got to jump. Whereas if it's a suspended sentence, then it's just don't get arrested again within this time frame, and then the charges or the suspension goes away.
That was my initial plan, was to try to get the state to agree to some 5-year probation term, but only like 6 months or 1 year in jail, and just immediately revoke myself.
Let me go to Rudy. He's on the line here in Bullhead City listening to K-Talks. Rudy, you're on with Ademo Freeman. Go ahead.
Good evening, gents. I got a question.
Yes.
Well, first of all, you know you take this to the box and the DA is going to explain to the jury which direction your car was pointed in. Is this gentleman coming from a legal state? He's going to claim it as a criminal enterprise. You're going to go make money. That's what he's going to say. You know that, right? He's going to say he's coming from Colorado.
Well, there's no evidence of that. I mean, I was in the middle of Ohio, a very large state.
Pointed which direction?
Pointed to the center of pointed to Lake Erie. You know what I'm saying? Pointed at Lake Erie. You know, Canada, you know, I guess, and hundreds of miles from it.
He's going to try to do that. But you do know that all these private prisons that Trump just approved a few months ago, you know, they got all kinds of, I mean, remember all these private prisons, which I think are insane. I mean, if the state has the ability to take away your freedom, the state should be the person that's in charge of you while they have you. You know, not these private contracting prisons, which they're insane. I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't know which one's worse. I really don't.
Well, I agree with you, and the private prison has those. But at the end of the day, it's just another example that they're going to allow me to highlight by continuing my prosecution. I'm going to be able to highlight not only how ridiculous the war on weed is, but how there is no justice in a courtroom the hypocrisy of it and the prison, you know, the prison aspect of it. I mean, you know, you're talking about a nonviolent offender going to a prison. That just seems ridiculous.
Because they say this man was trying to make this $50,000 or whatever.
Rudy, did you have another question?
They can say whatever they want, but they have no evidence of that. And I have evidence in the contrary that I actually am holding my medicine, not anything that I intended to sell.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because normally, if they find a large amount of cannabis, that's to them, that's the evidence, is that, oh, he had a large amount of cannabis, and so therefore he must be a drug dealer.
Right, and trying to prove or disprove an intention is very difficult.
He crossed state lines.
Right, and I can understand beforehand, before this, like, hey, okay, you got caught with 20 pounds, there are no medical cards, medical marijuana is illegal, you're trying to say I need it for my bad back, and they're like, yeah, right, you're selling it. But now you actually have something to point to. This, you know, I have, I've met with a doctor, I have the card, I've been to, you know, like, there's history of it.
You've got a better case really because of that. I think that's definitely true. Rudy, any other questions for Adamo? Go ahead.
Well, no, I'm with you, bro. Good luck. Good luck.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, I think we're all, I mean, everybody's with you, and definitely hope this works out. The trial coming up on the 11th, next Thursday, and I know there's some liberty-minded folks out there in Ohio. Is Virgil Vaduva going to be attending? Do you know if he's going to be, is he going to have time?
I haven't heard exactly. You know, I know he's got some family things going on, but right. I'm thinking there'll be a few people, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm ready to go in there and just get it done. I believe in the case, and I believe that, you know, the support that I have from the outside realm, too, is going to be enough. Even if just the auto gets out, it ain't going to be in vain.
Well, obviously, I hope that we're going to be hearing from you after the trial maybe on Thursday night, if everything goes okay. If it doesn't, odds are good you're not going to be able to get to a phone probably your first night in booking. But if you do, obviously, I think you may still remember the backline number here. If not, I'll give it to you off the air, and you can call us from the clink. Or we can also, you know, if there's anybody else who's there who you think would be good, who observed the trial that can share what happened with us, if you're not able to do it yourself, feel free to nominate somebody.
I will. I'll definitely keep you guys informed one way or another. I appreciate the airtime and all the support directly. Thanks a lot.
Is there a way for somebody to support you? I mean, you used to be able to tell people to go to copblock.org and get behind some sort of fundraiser, but you no longer are involved at copblock.org. So what's the best way for people to help you out?
You know, right now I have some friends at, like, policestatedaily.com and dankspace.com, which are former bloggers, Asa and Josh from copblock.org, that are going to cover the story. My personal Facebook page, and, you know, that's about it. You know, as far as, like, I've already paid my legal fees, I've already got the things, I've taken care of all my expenses that I should incur if I do have a jail stay at this time. And so, you know, I've, the last couple months, gotten into the crypto game, and I'm happy there. And so, you know, I just moral support, sharing the story. I put a Facebook video out, and if they, you know, somewhere around there on the internet is a, you know, the address for the court, character letters of some sort are always appreciative, because my sentencing will come quick.
Adamo Freeman, keep in touch. Thanks for the call tonight.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Yep, that's Adamo Freeman, the former founder of CopBlock.org. We're going to continue here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, the border and searching your devices.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.